closing the franchise sale starts with the emotional componentry, the financial, and of course, the legal. All three must be done perfectly to land the plane to closing a sale. Ironically, though, closing the sale can only occur if a franchise sale is not first lost unintentionally throughout the franchise sales process from the beginning, during, and the end. So there's an earlier stage, there's a middle stage, and there's, of course, a later and landing stage. So again, closing the sale starts with not losing the sale throughout the franchise beginning to end. So let's begin with the earliest stage, what I call step one, where you have a very successful call one is completed. You've received the receipt of the request for consideration. And now that you've received the application, you must deliberately study the types of liquid and non-liquid assets minus their liabilities and understand your client's net worth, making a final and educated interpretation. Is this a low, medium, or high net worth individual? Low might be up to $300,000, medium might be $300,000 to $600,000, and of course, $600,000 and greater and even over $1 million plus would be very strong. So do you see the potential of this candidate having both the potential to either self-fund, third-party fund, or maybe a combination fund with regards to the startup cost, and also have the sustainable working capital to break even or gain an accelerated profitability within the first year? It is essential to study the RFC as soon as it comes in, as if it's your own net worth and how you would capitalize that business. Now, throughout call one, the concept compatibility and the mutual expectation call, there's almost always a triggering question by your client or maybe a statement by yourself where the candidate or the salesperson causing the candidate to go immediately rogue into the funding weeds on their own, looking for a creative local funding solution. Almost like the real estate, driving up and down the corridor, calling on pylon signs to only fall into a landlord sales trap. The same thing can happen with banking. So in almost 95% of these cases where a low to medium net worth client will venture into the financial weeds, the client becomes a dead end. For example, if a client goes to a local direct bank lender, they're very, very skilled at giving turndowns to family, friends, and or they're going to alternative funding sources and everybody is politely declining to loan them money. This results in the declining interest in the client simply because the candidate with great intention reacted too early in the sales process without the proper review of their RFC to give them the understanding of all startup working capital and the overall education of a startup workshop and a private one-on-one RFC review meeting as a follow-up meeting, which provides a solid foundation for how to open their business safely and creatively under budget. And two, potentially strategic funding scenarios that otherwise your candidate would not have thought of or pursued. Remember, regardless of their perceived age, education, work history, or even their excellent communication style, or how sophisticated a first-time entrepreneur or franchisee may be, they are still extraordinarily naive at how to calculate their net worth and utilize this in the funding of a new business and understand all of the strategies, scenarios, and sources available at both a local and national level to give them a higher probability of funding the business. It's your number one priority to see and prevent your client from going rogue on their own locally looking for capital sources before they are even emotionally interested, committed, or pre-qualified by a successful concept compatibility call and mutual expectation. They must be committed to you emotionally, be a buyer, and be determined before they're going to put out the effort or the coachability to get funding. If we have them go do the funding first, they're not going to have the emotional commitment. And as soon as it gets difficult, they'll give up and say, I just couldn't come up with the funding. So it's essential to make sure that the emotional and relational connection exists between you and your client before the potential negatives of funding problems are identified and pursued. The candidate must first be committed to your business before they will put the natural energy and effort that's required into funding and understanding how to capitalize the business. So stage one, earliest stage, is review the RFC and do everything you can to prevent your client from going rogue. Now, as we enter into the middle stage throughout the concept compatibility in the ME, you and your client have a rock solid and acquired trust, their interest and your trust. Your candidate will, however, be slowly overcoming their own fears, circumstances, excuses, realities. They'll be building concept enthusiasm, spousal support, and feeling a sense of security in your franchise marketing and sales. I mean, it's marketing and training, support services, and suppliers. At the completion of the ME, mutual expectation call, candidates are generally emotionally 80% positive on their desire to purchase your franchise. And you've got a better feel for them as well. At this inflection point, both parties are extremely clear. Your client is a shopper or a buyer, and usually a buyer if they go through, especially the mutual expectation call. With three exceptions. Number one, can they capitalize their business? Number two, will they get through the tedious legal disclosure review with confidence? And number three, will they invest to fly in from out of state to complete a highly anticipated and successful corporate discovery day, confirming everything on a face-to-face level? In a perfect world, this mutual expectation call with your client is 21 calendar days into your sales cycle. At the completion, this is the exact, again, inflection point to extend an invitation to your corporate discovery day because your candidate is emotionally 80% sold in your franchise. This is the exact sales point where they can be a lack of sales experience and confidence on your part at this point to fully appreciate the extend this procedure as a next step. So sometimes a lack of confidence is quietly felt, and without saying such, the candidate has the same lack of confidence and can demonstrate a natural hesitancy. So again, at the end of your natural ME point is a perfect time to extend the confirmation of a discovery day. Now, if this corporate discovery day is confidently explained earlier in the step-by-step sales process, both parties will expectedly begin to look at travel calendars over the next 4 weeks. However, without this strong procedure, the candidate will remain interested and, as a matter of sales procedure, will and is now invited into the next critical step of the discovery process, your startup workshop, our 40-minute screen share to educate your candidate on the low, medium, and high creative strategies within item 7 of your FDD, sharing sequentially how to open your business safely and creatively under budget. You are communicating every learned and important technique to save them time and money, showing that there really is a way to open on the low to medium side of the opening cost if they follow your efficient decision-making strategies. This educational step is the overwhelming knockout punch to guarantee a candidate's confidence to show them the extraordinary details of how to capitalize their potential new business. It is a defining moment of acknowledgement that they can actually do this because they have the knowledge and tools and savings techniques. This is the bonding and unifying step where both parties acknowledge that they are both genuinely committed and that there is nothing left in the discovery process. And now is a second time to meet face-to-face flying in from out of state, meaning it's the second opportunity to schedule their discovery day if you did not schedule it at the end of the ME call. However, once again, with tremendous optimism, you as a new franchise salesperson and your candidate with innocent understandings of their own obstacles, there are 5 outstanding obstacles which will undoubtedly surface to cause the relationship and new franchise sale to simply die on a limb. So you can see we're seeing and preventing, we're avoiding, and as they say, every sale must die once, but we must revive it. So each must be seen in advance and prevented and overcome in the exact order of candidate interest, whether spoken or unspoken. So again, what you see and hear, and also reading the situation. So number one, what is your client thinking? How can I fund the business with my own unique composition of net worth? How do I make money in this concept? I need to meet the founder, the team, and see the flagship location. Number four, I may want to talk to existing franchisees. Number five, I need to read and understand the franchise disclosure document. So you can see these are the five remaining obstacles at the end of the startup workshop that you have to be seeing, preventing, understanding, and be ahead of this process. So that your next step of understanding is to make certain that each of these obstacles are removed from your candidate's worry zone. Essentially, they're emotionally committed, but now it's time for you as the pilot, you as their coach, to land right in the middle of that runway. So if not, that they are guaranteed to prevent your new franchise from formalizing a new franchise relationship. So again, I've got to help them understand how to fund the business with their own unique composition of net worth. How do I make money? I need to meet the founder. I'd like to see the flagship location. I may want to talk to existing franchisees, and I need to understand our legal relationship. So that is the key to remove the worry zone. Now, if not, we will not have a new relationship. So now we are entering into the last stage, the landing stage, right after the startup workshop in what we call the RFC review meeting. Bill, you know, as we end this call today, our startup workshop, how open-minded are you to learning more about our creative funding strategies? Of course, our candidate usually will say, well, I'm very open-minded. What did you have in mind? Well, Bill, the reason I ask is that most always our new franchise candidates will express how they were intending to finance their business. And after we conclude their personalized RFC review meeting, they are shown new creative ways that they had never thought of or about, and are very often we will then introduce our potential franchisees to our approved third-party funding sources. It's not always the case. However, if you'd like, I'd be happy to spend some time, maybe 20 to 30 minutes with you over the phone with your request for consideration, since we have it on file, to offer you some couple of possible funding scenarios. What does your candidate look like? If we were purchasing, as a footnote, a McDonald's, Taco Bell, or Kentucky Fried Chicken with $1 million-plus investment, they would all have a corporate and salaried senior finance officer to both introduce, educate, and hold the franchisees through the highly tedious funding and underwriting process. They would sell very few franchises at this investment level if this internal service and education was not the backbone of their franchise sales process. It becomes a new franchisor's highest probability to learn how to understand your candidate's composition of net worth and confidently educate and align with how your new franchisee is going to fund the business. And then hold with enthusiasm to each step in the process. So upon completing our startup workshop, your candidate's really excited, they're educated, and you're encouraged now to schedule this private one-on-one meeting known as an RFC review with your client and offer a session to them that is going to be an opportunity now to show them various funding scenarios that they may not have thought about or simply overlooked. It is in this meeting that you must be prepared to understand how your candidate was originally considering funding the business. You might be thinking this is too late of a stage. However, one big item must be highlighted. Because you studied the RFC much earlier in call one or the CC the minute it arrived, you decided to offer preliminary approval and invited your candidate through your discovery process. If they had no chance at funding early on, they were too low, you and the candidate would have both acknowledged the timing just isn't right, but maybe in the future, and will both have decided to mutually cut the process short, meaning that this candidate who you are about to meet with had a much stronger RFC, maybe a low to medium, and you knew in advance immediately upon its arrival that they were strong with the possibility of self-funding and or this lower to medium financial strength candidate could and would need to be both educated on two creative funding scenarios and then matched to the right approved funding partners who you knew are capable of high quality processes and held accountable to these approved partners to gathering information, cooperating with, whether it's a 401k coordinator, an equipment leasing specialist, a certain loan packager, loan officer, processor, requesting the correct information from the back of the room calculated underwriters. It is this RFC review meeting that will make or break your franchise sale, and when avoided, causes the most annual franchise no sales. You can do everything perfectly with a lower to medium net worth candidate and lose a franchise sale after sale after sale because this funding coaching was avoided or overlooked. Know your candidate better than they know themselves and be willing to step into this educational handholding process. Your deeper knowledge of how to read and consult a candidate on the four major decision points: the least expensive money, the best tax advantages, reducing and minimizing collateral, and protecting your working capital will show you superiority of knowledge and experience on how to advise your candidate with regard to their unique composition of net worth and how to match one or two different funding scenarios to your particular business and its cost and saving strategies. So in the end, remember that over a 4 to 8 week period, a client must be emotionally committed, they must be financially educated, and they must understand the legal process to land the sale smoothly. And please remember, when you do receive an RFC, to study it as if it were your own money, put it in a category of low, medium, and high. If it's too low, politely part friends. But if it's low to medium, please, please do not let that new candidate go into the weeds rogue looking for their own funding, because now it's going to be disruptive and they're going to be getting turn downs and now we're going to lose a sale. But instead, you know, what I'd like to do is share with you that as we get a little further in the process, we'll have a startup workshop. At the end of the workshop, we'll do what we call a request for consideration review. And in that session, one-on-one in private, we'll be introducing you to other funding scenarios that you may have never considered. And Bill or Mary, in this case, will be introducing you to the least expensive money, the very best tax advantages, try to minimize the collateralization and protect your working capital. And then at that time, we'll be introducing you to some of our approved partners that may or may not be a better choice for you. So look forward to the startup workshop. Look forward to the RFC review meeting right after. And I wish you the very best to see and prevent funding no sales. Thank you.